The Edwards County School Board Monday night approved the waiving of the limitation of administrative costs, which went from $179,021 to $192,581. The board also approved the tentative 2024 tax levy, which has an increase of 14%. The overall tax rate increased from last year's amount of 3.25 to this year's rate of 3.30. A truth in taxation hearing will be held prior to next month's school board meeting at the West Salem Grade School at 6:45 p.m. The board heard a presentation from a company called NG North America that will offer a complete package to renovate school facilities at a set rate that includes design, bid, and build. The district just Monday night questioned an engineering bill for the bidding process on the proposed bus barn that came in well above the architect's estimate at last month's meeting. The board had the first reading of the social-emotional curriculum as presented by district social worker Chelsea Evans. The board approved a ECHS band trip to Clarksville, Tennessee next month. The board heard the superintendent's report, heard that the cafeteria report looks much better than years past at this point. Superintendent Calgar also reminded the board of the upcoming school board election this spring. The petitions for school board can be picked up starting November 12th through the 18th. After executive session, the board voted to employ Lisa York and Stacy Moore as long-term subs and Heather Young for special education. The board also voted to employ Sam Spear as ECHS science teacher for the 25-26 school year. Reporting from the news leader from Edwards County, this is Mark Curtis.